USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An Interior Department spokesperson has confirmed that 35 employees have, as of Friday, died from COVID-19. After Interior Department Secretary Deb Haaland said in a video address taped earlier in the week that 34 staffers at the agency had died from COVID-19, the department's communications director, Melissa Schwartz, wrote in a tweet Friday that one more person had died, bringing the tally to 35. Conservative cable outlet Newsmax this week sent a reporter to picket in front of Fox News over its refusal to air commercials from MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell, Salon reported.
We have a Fox News alert. We have a banned pillow salesman.
Lindell's ads were for an upcoming event scheduled for August 10th in South Dakota, where he said he would reveal new information about voter fraud in the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
After more than 6 months of work combating the coronavirus, negotiating a bipartisan infrastructure bill, and repairing the U.S. image abroad, President Joe Biden should be heading out on vacation and a traditional August break from Washington. But with legislative work on the infrastructure bill keeping the Senate in session for a second straight weekend, and likely through next week, Biden hasn't gone far, just home to Wilmington, Delaware. The legal troubles are deepening for New York's embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo. One of his accusers has filed a criminal complaint alleging Cuomo groped her. He denies touching anyone inappropriately. On Friday, the governor's legal team tried to punch holes in the state attorney general's report that alleges Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. Rita Glavin called the investigation unfair.
Instead of acting as independent fact finders, the investigators acted as prosecutors, judge, and jury.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With just weeks left before the start of the new school year, the rules surrounding masking Pennsylvania's K-12 students are still unclear. Masking was the main topic Friday during a well-attended hearing about COVID-19 school policies held in Harrisburg by the Pennsylvania Senate Education Committee. Committee members and most of the audience, members of the public mostly opposing masking children, were without masks, but the panel of three state officials being questioned wore masks even while speaking. State Senate Education Committee Chair Scott Martin, a Republican, questioned who can ultimately make the decision on masks. Under what constitutional or statutory authority, where are those powers grounded for a local school board to impose such restrictions? The 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks is approaching. An event is planned in New York, but some who lost loved ones that day don't want President Biden to attend. Mike Fortier has more.
About 1,800 people who lost loved ones in the attack sending a letter to the White House Friday asking President Biden not to attend public memorial events. They're upset Biden won't declassify documents related to Saudi Arabia's possible role in the attacks. They write that after 20 years of waiting, their patience has expired. A man who lost his father that day says there's no justification all these years later to withhold the documents. As of now, Biden is planning to attend a memorial event at the site of the former World Trade Center. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.